Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and I apologize for just getting over having a cold. I might sound a little funny, but I am doing my best, and I'm feeling better. So we are here to look at the month of December, and there's so much astrological energy going on in this month, so we're going to try to get everything covered here. So we start off with a new moon in Sagittarius on the first day of the month, and so for that means from the 1st through the 15th, we have that added cosmic boost from this new moon, and it is in Sag, so really, you know, focusing in on fresh starts, new beginnings, with any legal needs, any travel plans, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing interests, anything with ceremonies, anything with religion or politics. So we want to be proactive about that. But we are also in our Mercury retrograde between the 1st and the 15th in the same sign in Sagittarius. So as we get this new boost, this new potential to start new things or move forward in new directions, we are involving that reassessing of the past or the ongoing situation to either rework something and tweak it a little bit or let go of something and be done with it, or revisiting the past and rekindling something, picking up old projects, reconnecting with old people and situations. So, you know, we're in this do-over up through the 15th in Sagittarius while we have new moon momentum coming behind it, so it should be very interesting. On the 15th, Mercury goes direct at 3:56 p.m. Eastern, and we are ready to start moving forward altogether. So, you know, the whole month should give us a lot of momentum there, but definitely you have to involve what's going on around you or the past coming back around during that time, at least in the first half of the month. Now, on the 6th of December, Mars retrogrades in Leo. And Mars is going to retrograde through Leo and then keep retrograding back into Cancer and go retrograde through Cancer for a while. Then when it goes direct, it'll move forward through Cancer and come back into Leo. So it's going to be a really long story. And this retrograde of Mars, you know, is also going to be do-over mode in the month of December from the 6th onwards. So the way it breaks down timing-wise is from the 6th of December to the 6th of January, the retrogrades in Leo. Then it backs into Cancer and is retrograde there from January 6th to February 23rd. And then it goes direct in Cancer February 23rd through April 18th. And then it re-enters Leo in direct motion April 18th through June 17th next year. So a lot of the things that we're getting into and we're getting involved with the Leo topics in December will be back full force and moving forward into what comes next April through mid-June. So you keep it in mind. And, you know, when we're talking about Leo, this has to do with our creative endeavors and our creative talents, our love life and or any lovers, our kids or anything we're doing for kids or anything recreational. And if you're being tested by Leo, it could bring up dramas. It could bring up entitlement issues as well. And so from the 6th onward throughout this month up through January 6th, we want to slow down a bit in those realms of life. We want to revisit the past. We want to let go of anything that's not working or rework things so that they work better. And just expect to be running into a lot of interesting moments around this throughout the holiday season. On the 7th, we have Venus moving into Aquarius. And so she is going to be taking the rest of the month to really show us, you know, where the good stuff is in the social realm of Aquarius, which this should be really wonderful for the holiday season. So, you know, Aquarius rules our friends, our gatherings, parties, events, what we're doing with groups, what we're doing with associates, what we're doing online or with astrology or charities. And so, you know, with Venus here from the 7th onward, this should definitely be very helpful as far as enjoying ourselves more in those realms, or attracting love, or experiencing more love in those realms, or finding opportunities to make money in those realms if that's of interest. Also just experiencing more beauty in these arenas as well. So maybe you'll purchase something beautiful, you know, online or for a friend as an example. So again, that starts on the 7th. Also on the 7th, Neptune comes out of retrograde and goes direct, so changing directions. So Neptune is in its own sign, Pisces, and in these months ahead, it is going to want to take us forward with the things that we've had plenty of months now to kind of reassess about the Pisces arena. So, you know, it's time to get back into utilizing our imagination and to get inspired by life again. It's time to let the research that we're doing move us forward into something. It's time to see whatever we're doing with institutions, if we've been, you know, looking into different institutions or feeling things out there, we're now going to be able to start to see things happening there. Pisces, Neptune, this is also about romance. And so, you know, time to take that time away romantically with somebody, or to, you know, kick up a spark with somebody in these months ahead. It can also be about artistic talents and artistic pursuits, your spirituality starting to move forward. It can be about psychic abilities really starting to take you forward as well. And if you've been trying to deal with bad habits or addictions or secrets or deceptions, you know, this shift in direction and starting to move forward, we're ready now to make some choices about that. So you want to watch the days, you know, right around the 7th for any clues as to what this is going to be for you, but it is definitely starting to move forward. On the 15th, we have a full moon in Gemini. This is early in the morning, so when we wake up on the 15th, we have that big culminating energy, you know, with Gemini topics. And so a lot of us will probably experience this in the build-up on the 14th, and then some of us on the 15th, maybe some of us both. So this is really big news, or a big offer, or a big idea and something happening with it, or this has to do with an important talk or meeting. It could also be about something big happening with sales, or your writing, or an agreement. In the more physical side of this side, it could be that there's something really big coming to a climax with a brother, a sister, a neighbor. Maybe you'll have a holiday celebration with your sibling around that day, you know. It can also be something that you're wrapping up or achieving with your vehicles or electronics, or a short trip or a local community, neighborhood activity as well. And so we're looking at things cresting to their heights of the energy in the 14th, in the build-up through the 15th as it culminates. And so, you know, big achievements, celebrations, wrap-ups, endings there. And I do want to say that on the 24th, on Christmas Eve, Jupiter will be activated from that same territory. So there's something really big and optimistic and generous in the mix around those themes that I just listed with our full moon. But it will be activated in square to Saturn. So as we're having the big moment there, we're also acknowledging something that we can't quite get to. You know, so maybe we're acknowledging a missing relative, or something not being quite the same on this particular holiday. Or maybe we need to give ourselves some time with the nostalgia and to kind of go back to our memories and, you know, try not to get too challenged by that. But it's giving a nod to it in a kind of a big way this particular Christmas Eve. So just be aware of that. And then we have on the 21st, the sun is moving into Capricorn for 30 days, and so this puts a big spotlight over these 30 days ahead to get us more ambitious, to get us more goal-oriented in our life. So whatever it is we want to pursue personally or professionally, it's about us showing up and getting in there and doing something to promote our needs and pursue our interests. And it can also be a time where we're more involved with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, or other authority figure. It's also a time where we might be a little bit more status conscious, you know, or maybe we're cutting back and being more lean, mean, and fighting machine kind of energy around that. And then by the 30th, we have our second new moon of the month, and this is in Capricorn. So from the 30th over the next 2 weeks, we have that cosmic boost from the universe helping us launch into something new or take what we're involved in and move that forward when it comes to career, personal goals, our status, our fame, or these authority figures. I might also note for everybody in general that Christmas Day this year is in Scorpio moon energy, and it will be in square to Mars and Pluto. So that's a fixed energy that's highly frictional. So it seems like we're either very busy or we're dealing with some kind of third-party power scenario here in some way. It might be a little tense, but it does really seem to lift up and lighten a bit, you know, for Scorpio moon energy by noon Eastern time onward on that day. So if your morning's a little hectic and crazy, just hang in there. Definitely does seem to get easier as the day goes along. All right, so that's our general overview. So for signs, Aries, you know, this definitely is a month to focus on your Sagittarius themes with Mercury retrograde there through the 15th and the new moon there, the 1st through the 14th. You know, so you're getting forward momentum as well as do-over energy to go back and readdress something. So this has to do with travel, distant situations, legal matters, education, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics for you. So starting from the first and in those first 2 weeks especially, you have a lot of focus there. Now, your ruler is Mars, Aries, and it is going to retrograde on the 6th in Leo. So you are definitely being pulled back into something with a love interest or with kids or with creative pursuits or recreation over the next month. It's going to be retrograde in this sign until January 6th. So, you know, go back, reconnect with people, reconnect with old projects or ideas or situations, rework any current situations or revisit past places with current situations. You know, it's a do-over here. A lot of passion can be reignited. If there's old anger issues, you can readdress those as well or just make something happen during this time. So there you have it. Venus is moving into your 11th house, which has to do with your friends, your group activities, what you do online, and what you do with your original projects and aspirations. So this starts on the 7th, and so it's definitely going to make you popular, Aries, for the rest of the month. Definitely going to pull you into some love or money-making opportunities through those realms or just enjoying yourself a lot more, so make the most of that. And then Neptune comes out of its slumber period, out of its retrograde on the 7th, and starts to move forward. So, Aries, you're ready to start moving into what comes next artistically, romantically, or spiritually with this energy. And you're also ready to move forward with institutions or research and development as well. And then that full moon on the 15th is about big news, offers, talks, meetings, sales, writing, agreements, decisions for you. Could be a big interview or audition. Also could be something that is coming to a head with a sister, a brother, a neighbor, a move, your vehicles or electronics, or a short trip or nearby local activity for you. So big moments there, and there will be something reiterated with this on the 24th in a big way. So watch for that. And then we have the sun moving into Capricorn on the 21st for 30 days. Putting a spotlight on you when it comes to your goals, your status, your fame, when it comes to your career or any higher up people like your parents or a boss or a judge or a director, someone like that. And so it is a good time for you to get in there and get involved physically or pursue your interests. And then by the 30th, we have that new moon in the same territory, so it gives you 2 weeks of forward momentum to really launch into something new there or take what you're doing and move it forward into what comes next. So there you have it. For Taurus, the new moon that is on the 1st is in your zone of finances, sexuality, reproduction, divorce, power, and third-party scenarios. so you have 2 weeks of forward momentum to launch into something new or take what you're doing and move it into what comes next. But while that's happening, Mercury is retrograde in the same arena, so you're rethinking, revisiting, reassessing those arenas and deciding what do you want to rekindle, what do you want to let go of, what do you want to rework here so that, you know, you gather that momentum. And so you've got, you know, the do-over and the forward momentum at the same time. And then Mercury goes direct on the 15th, and then you're all going forward with that. Then we have Mars retrograding on the 6th, and from the 6th until January 6th, you'll be in do-over mode when it comes to your home, a move, a renovation, real estate deal, your family, a parent or roommate. So Mars is taking you back to do something there that involves the past or involves a current situation, getting an opportunity to fix something or let it go and, you know, really get physically active or passionate about it or deal with any anger issues there. Definitely want to keep an eye on sharp objects or fire in those arenas during this time frame, and especially around the 6th of each month. Excuse me, but definitely giving you a chance for do-over there. On the 7th, Venus moves into your 10th house, Taurus, so over the rest of the month, then this is giving you that opportunity to focus on love goals or income goals and really get some things flowing there for you. If your goal is beauty or pleasure, it can also help you with that. It may bring a authority figure who's a female into your life. Maybe it's your mom, you know, maybe it's a female boss or something that is in the zone with you there for some reason, you know, so watch for that. And then also on the 7th, Neptune goes direct. So after months of retrograde, you're now ready to start moving forward with whatever you've kind of decided with friends, with groups, with the internet, with astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings. And so there could be something artistic or karmic or romantic or spiritual there, or something that you're researching or moving forward with behind the scenes there. So this is all going to start to pick up steam as well. We have that full moon on the 15th, and so for Taurus, this is something big that is climaxing with income, purchases, products, or possessions. So you're achieving those goals there and celebrating, or there's some recognition there, or you're wrapping something up and marking an ending of something going on there. And note that on the 24th, this also comes back up as something important in the mix. And then we have on the 21st, the sun moving into Capricorn for 30 days. This puts a spotlight on you, Taurus, to really show up and get more involved with travel, distant situations, legal needs, education, media, ceremonies, religion, or politics. Pick and choose what suits you the best. Note that there is a new moon on the 30th in those arenas, and so you'll have 2 weeks that gives you this nice boost and helps you launch into something new there or take what you're involved in and move it into some new direction or chapter. For Gemini, this new moon on the 1st of December is in your relationship zone. So romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, you name it, you now have that boost for 2 weeks to really start some new things or to take what you're doing and move it forward. At the same time, Mercury's retrograde in the same territory of relationship for the Gemini. So from the 1st through the 15th, you know, you're running into old relationships, old clients, partners, specialists, whatever, or you're reworking something with a current one, or you're in, or one of them is leaving, or you're ending something with one of them. You know, so you're in do-over mode while you have this nice boost forward to launch into new or next chapter stuff. So it's going to be a lot of focus on one-on-one connections for the Geminis. On the 15th, Mercury goes direct, and then all will be in forward motion. Mars is going to retrograde on the 6th. So for Gemini, you're now going to be going back over this next month until January 6th to reassess something with a move, your vehicles, your electronics, a brother, a sister, a neighbor, or your writing, your sales, your talks, your meetings, your interviews, your communication interests, you know? And so do over, what can you go and make happen? Do you want to let something go? Are you reworking something? Are you going back to the past to pick something back up? Expect to have a lot of passionate conversations. If there's old anger floating around in your mind, you can work on working through that as well. So there you have it. And then on the 7th, Venus moves into Aquarius. So for Gemini, over the rest of the month. This is definitely going to be helping you kind of enjoy yourself more through travel or distant situations, legal or educational means, anything with media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics. And so Venus may show up as love in those arenas, or income opportunities, or beauty, or pleasure. She may smooth out issues for you there, so it should be a really good influence. And then also on the 7th, Neptune goes direct. So for Gemini, you know, you're now ready to start moving forward with life goals, with career, with status or fame, or with bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, any authority figures. So, you know, this is, you've been kind of in a holding pattern with this for months and reassessing there, and now you're ready to go into what comes next. So look for anything artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, research and developmental in those realms to start moving. The full moon on the 15th is in your sign, Gemini, so something you've been striving for on a personal or physical level is coming to its peak. You might be ending something that's going on in the body with the name, the title, the brand, the image, the identity, or you might be achieving and celebrating. There might be a lot of attention on you or recognition coming your way. So it's climaxing one way or the other for you, about you. And then this is repeated in a way on the 24th, where you're center stage in some way that is expansive, but dealing with that sentimental or nostalgic or hard to pinpoint or reach part of Saturn in the mix. On the 21st, the sun moves into Capricorn. So for Gemini, over the next 30 days, you're front and center in any of the financial side of your life, with your sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, or third-party stories. And so you're showing up, you're pursuing your interests, promoting your needs, going for it in those realms. And then by the 30th, there's a new moon there as well. This can help you for 2 weeks after the 30th onward to really start anything new in those areas, or take what you're doing and move it forward in some way. For Cancer, the new moon on the 1st is giving you 2 weeks of forward momentum with work, health, or animals. Really good time to launch forward into something new or next chapter in those realms. You might also involve new opportunities with coworkers, hired help, paperwork, you know, getting into the details. And as you have this boost to move ahead with that, Mercury retrograde is taking you back over the same exact topics, back into the past or back over the current situation, to either let go of something or rekindle something or rework something from the 1st through the 15th. So you're in do-over mode, but you're also getting this big boost forward. And so, you know, use that to the best of your ability. Mercury will go direct on the 15th, so you'll be moving forward in all of that from the rest of the month onward. Mars is retrograding on the 6th, so for Cancer, you know, you're going back into do-over mode with income, purchases, products, or possessions. So time to go back and do something about what's been happening there. Do you need to let something go? Do you need to rework something? Is there something from the past you want to pick back up on and tweak in some way? Mars will allow you to get passionate about it, or to address old anger, or just to motivate and make something happen in the do-over phase of this. So pay attention to what that's going to be about. And then on the 7th, Venus moves into Cancer's 8th house. And so for the rest of the month, you know, this is the house of finances and sexuality. And so having Venus there, which rules personal income and true love, I mean, this could be a really big monetary month for you, or a month where it's all about, you know, love and sex. It also can bring beauty and pleasure into these zones for you. There could be more going on that's enjoyable in third-party situations as well. So watch what that brings. And then also on the 7th, Neptune goes direct. So for Cancer, you've been kind of in this holding pattern when it comes to travel, legal, distant situations, educational matters, media, marketing projects, ceremonies, religion, politics. And now Neptune is ready to start moving you forward through that again and taking you into what comes next. So you're looking at what's possible now artistically, romantically, spiritually through those realms, or with institutions, or through research through those realms. And then on the 15th, we have the full moon. And so for Cancer, this is the 12th house, so something big is climaxing with the artistic, romantic, or spiritual or with, you know, if you've been trying to get a handle on a bad habit or addiction or secret or deception, or if there's something that is climaxing with an institution or your research and development, or even if you've been kind of held back from the world and you've been recuperating, that could be coming to a close as well. So big wrap-ups and endings or big achievements and celebrations as the energy comes to its head. And then there's kind of a revisiting of this energy on the 24th on Christmas Eve day. So something there to nod to there in a more expansive way. And then on the 21st, we have the sun moving into Capricorn. So for Cancer, the next 30 days are about you getting in there and getting more involved with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, you name it. This is your time to shine, your time to show up physically and do more, or to pursue your interests and promote your needs through these people. So that's a positive. And then by the 30th, we have the second new moon of the month, and it's in that zone of relationship for Cancer. So 2 weeks starting on the 30th onward to really give you that cosmic boost to start something new or to take what you're doing and really move it forward with those key one-on-ones. All right, so for Leo. Leo, the new moon on the 1st is in your zone of true love, kids, creative endeavors, and recreation. So you have 2 weeks to launch forward into something new or next chapter there. But Mercury retrograde will be taking you back in do-over mode at the same time. So part of that new beginning or that next chapter in, with the lover, the kids, the creative projects, or recreation may have to do with revisiting a past interest there or letting go of something or reworking something. So you got a lot happening there. By the 15th, Mercury goes direct and everything is forward motion then. On the 6th, Mars retrogrades in your sign, Leo, and from the 6th of December until the 6th of January, you are personally and physically in a do-over. So this is the time for you to revisit anything going on in your body, with your name, your brand, your image, your title, your identity, or your personal needs, and go back and see what you can do about it, you know? Do you need to rekindle passions? Do you need to motivate? Do you need to tackle anger issues? Do you need to get busy? So see where this takes you. On the 7th, Venus moves into your relationship zone, Leo, so for the rest of the month, you have Venus there with your partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your advocates, etc., really doing her part to bring out the love or attract the income or make it about beauty or pleasure with these people. So definitely want to connect. And Neptune goes direct on the 7th. So for Leo, you know, you're coming out of months of retrograde and you're now ready to start moving forward into what comes next financially, sexually, reproductively, with divorce, or with any transformative or powerful scenarios, or with third-party stories in your life. So really starting to see in the months that move ahead of us where you're going next with those stories. And then on the 15th, we have the full moon climaxing for Leo. It's in a social arena, so you might be at a big party or event, or you might be celebrating something online or ending something, wrapping up something you've been doing, you know, with a friend or online or in groups. It's all about what is culminating in these social arenas for you. And so hitting those big moments there. And then also on the 24th, there may be something that you're involved in socially or online or with an aspiration that is a big deal. And then on the 21st, we have the sun moving into Capricorn for 30 days. This puts a spotlight on Leo with your work and health and with your animals. So over these 30 days, you might be showing up and being more physically involved in pursuing your health or doing a job or spending time with the animals or with coworkers or hired help or paperwork. You're really getting busy here and pursuing what you want there. And by the 30th, there's a new moon that opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum in the same territory. So really can help you start something new or take what you're doing into that next chapter. So there you have it. I do have a lot to say to Virgo, but I think we're at a commercial break, so if you hang in there with us, we will be back in a minute.
Do you want to stay up to date on daily trends and insights? like Zoe's Facebook page to get top-notch astrological input for your everyday life. Just go to facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology and hit like. You'll like what you learn and love the inspiring people you'll meet. That's facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Don't forget to stop by Zoe Moon's Facebook page and hit like. It's where to be for daily insights, inspired interaction, and building great friendships. Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live earthcast right now. So come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Virgo, so this new moon on the 1st is in your 4th house, which means you have 2 weeks of forward momentum to launch into something new or to take what you're doing and move it into the new direction or chapter with your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with family, a parent, or roommate. And so definitely giving you that momentum. At the same time, Mercury is retrograde there from the 1st through the 15th, so covering the same time period. And so there is something about going back to something in the past and revisiting it there, or letting go of something, or reworking something there while you're getting this nice boost forward. And then by the 15th, Mercury goes direct and everything's in forward motion there. Now on the 6th, Mars retrogrades, and for Virgo, this is retrograding in your 12th house from the 6th of December to January 6th. So this first month of retrograde, you're going to be revisiting art, film, music, painting, poetry, maybe an old romance or something spiritual or psychic from the past, or you might be revisiting something at an institution or through research and development as well. And so Mars wants you to go back and figure out what you can do about something there. There might be an old passion re-sparked, or there might be old anger issues you need to deal with. So you're just kind of watching what is going to be coming back around for you and what you want to rework, rekindle, release there in this first month. On the 7th, Venus moves into Aquarius. So for Virgo, the rest of the month, Venus is going to be helping you out when it comes to your work, your health, or your animals, or maybe with a coworker, hired help, or paperwork. So Venus can show up as true love in one of those arenas, or she might help you attract money, or she might bring more beauty or pleasure into those realms. So definitely make the most of that. And then also on the 7th, Neptune comes out of its month of retrograde and goes direct. So this is happening in your relationship zone, Virgo. So you've kind of been in a holding pattern when it comes to romantic partners or business partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys, etc. And now the universe is saying you're ready to start moving forward with these key individuals in artistic, romantic, or spiritual ways, or with your research and development or institutional needs. So definitely watch what that's taking you towards over the months ahead. You'll have plenty of forward momentum there. On the 15th, we have that full moon in Gemini. And so for Virgo, this is something that is climaxing on the career front, or with a big personal goal, or with a boss, a parent, or other authority figure, so you are achieving those goals and celebrating, or maybe you're getting some recognition around this time frame, or you could be wrapping something up or marking an ending in one of those realms as well. There is a kind of a mirror of this energy on Christmas Eve Day, the 24th, where, again, it seems like there's something really big with this goal or career matter or this authority figure and what's happening there that is nostalgic in the mix. On the 21st, the sun moves into Capricorn for 30 days. This puts a big spotlight on you, Virgo, with your love life and or a lover, with kids, with creative projects, and or recreational pursuits. You can jump into all of that or some of that. It is your time to shine and stand out and your time to pursue your needs and promote what you want there. And as if to add to that potential for you, on the 30th, there is a new moon in the same territory. So for the next 2 weeks, starting on the 30th, you have a big cosmic boost behind it. So helping you start new things with lovers or new love affairs altogether, helping you start new creative projects, helping you start new things with kids or recreationally. I'm going to walk with you guys for just a second, so sorry if it sounds a little weird. Okay, so for Libra, the new moon on the 1st is in your communication and commerce zone, so you have 2 weeks to start new talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, new things with moves, with vehicles, electronics, siblings, or neighbors. And at the same time that you have the new and the fresh start opportunities there, Mercury is retrograde in the same exact territory, so something from the past or some part of the current situation is being revisited as you move forward, you know, so you might be running into or hearing from some people or opportunities from the past that then can take you forward. And so maybe you're letting go of something to move into that new direction. Maybe you're just rekindling or reworking something. But by the 15th, then Mercury goes direct, and so then you are ready in full blast forward with all of that. Now, on the 6th, we have Mars retrograding in Leo. So it's a two-parter. So from the 6th of December until January 6th, this is about a do-over with your friends or associates, with your online interests, with your group activities, with parties, events, or gatherings, with astrology or charities or your own aspirations. So, Libra, you know, it's about going back and doing something there. You might address old anger issues with a friend from the past and work that out, or maybe there's some project you wanted to do within a group and you're going to pick that back up. You get the idea. It's about looking at old passions and rekindling those. It's about motivating and going back and figuring out what stays, what goes, and what can be reworked in those arenas. So it looks like you're going to be really busy socially there. And then on the 7th, Venus moves into Aquarius. So for Libra, the rest of the month in brings the good stuff into your zone of true love and children, creative projects, and recreation. So yay, you get to host it in a wonderful arena. Venus may bring more enjoyment with the lover, the kids, the creative projects, or recreation. She may help you attract love if you're, you know, single at the time. She may bring more income into those scenarios. She may just bring more beauty over all of it. So make the most of that. And on the 7th, Neptune ends its months of retrograde and goes direct. So you're coming out of slumber mode with work, health, and animals, and you're now ready to start moving forward into what comes next. This could also involve coworkers, hired help, paperwork, the details, cleaning, organizing, and all of that. But really, it's about getting back into forward thrust with your imagination and inspiration when it comes to those realms. The full moon on the 15th for Libra is bringing something to a climax in your ninth house. So, you know, big moments around travel, distant situations, legal matters, educational pursuits, media marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, politics. So you might be celebrating something there. You might be wrapping it up and marking an ending. You might be achieving a big goal there. So it's all about the climactic moment. This might be reiterated on the 24th on Christmas Eve Day. So kind of looking at what's happening there. Then on the 21st, the sun moves into Capricorn. So for Libra, this puts 30 days of spotlight on you at home with family, roommates, parents, moves, renovations, real estate deals. And this is your time to shine here, your time to go for what you want in those realms and to stand out. And to add to that, on the 30th, we have a new moon in the same territory. So, Libra, this gives you 2 weeks of forward momentum to help you start something new or take what you're doing and move it into that next chapter there. So definitely is your time in those arenas. For Scorpio, the new moon on the 1st is in your zone of income, purchases, products, and possessions. So this offers you 2 weeks of forward momentum there. You guys can start some new income opportunities or make some new purchases. Maybe this is about gifts, products, possessions, or take what you're doing and move it forward. But at the same time, from the 1st through the 15th, Mercury is going to be retrograde in the same territory. So you're going back to the past, or you're letting go of something, or you're reworking, rekindling something in your do-over mode as you have the forward momentum. So by the 15th, everything is forward. Mercury goes direct. And so, you know, it seems like you'll be busier in the first couple weeks. Mars is going to retrograde on the 6th and be in two parts, so from the 6th of December through the 6th of January. The first part is a do-over for Scorpio with a personal life goal, with your career, with your status or fame, or with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, or some other authority figure. So Mars is going to allow you to go back and re-spark some passion about something here, or work out some fight or anger issue there, or motivate and make something happen that you just kind of let lay there. So make the most of that, see where this takes you. And then on the 7th, Venus moves into Aquarius. So for Scorpio, the rest of the month with Venus here is going to help bring the good stuff to your home, through your family, a parent, a roommate, with your renovations, real estate deals, or moves. And so Venus may just make it way more pleasurable there. So lucky you for the holidays. Or she may bring more love into those arenas or make opportunities for income or more beauty in those spaces. So very pleasurable time. Neptune goes direct on the 7th, and so coming out of months of holding pattern, and you're now ready to start moving forward into what comes next with your love life or a lover, with your kids, with your creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. So getting back charged up with the imagination and the inspiration and seeing where this takes you. The full moon on the 15th is going to bring something to a climax. Financially, sexually, reproductively, or with a divorce, a birth, a death, or a third-party scenario. So you're wrapping things up, marking endings, or you're achieving or celebrating something coming through there. And then this is going to be back up on the front of the story on the 24th, as it is front and center that day in some big way. On the 21st, the sun moves into the Capricorn. So for the next 30 days, you're in the spotlight, Scorpio, with your ideas, your flirtations, your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews. This also could mean you're more involved with siblings, neighbors, moves, short trips, local activities, your vehicles or electronics. Either way, you definitely are standing out and shining and can pursue what you want there. And there is a new moon on the 30th, so the 2 weeks that follow from the 30th onward give you a cosmic boost in the same territories. For Sagittarius, this new moon on the 1st is in your sign. Yay, you guys. So for the next 2 weeks, you guys get the cosmic boost, a great time to launch yourself forward in some way, do something new or next level with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or your needs. At the same time, Mercury's retrograde in your sign during that time frame from the 1st through the 15th, and so Sag, you're also letting something go, or you're going back and rekindling something, or you're reworking a current situation that's personal or physical to you. So it's all wrapped up together. By the 15th, Mercury goes direct, and you're ready to move forward altogether. On the 6th, Mars retrograde, so Sag, this is going to take you back over the next month through January 6th to revisit, release, rekindle, or rework something through travel or at a distance, through legal means or educational pursuits, through media or marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So you're going to go readdress old passions or old anger, or you're going to go back and motivate on something that you have been unmotivated on and need to spark that back up and see what you can make happen. On the 7th, Venus goes into Aquarius, so for the rest of the month, for Sagittarius, Venus is showing up in your local community or on short trips to nearby places. You also might have more talks or offers or proposals or news or decisions playing out with her. And so, you know, this may mean that it's all about love or it's all about making money and those opportunities, or there could just be a lot more beauty and pleasure in those realms. You might also really enjoy yourself more with siblings or neighbors, or buy something beautiful for your vehicles or electronics during this time. On the 7th, Neptune also changes direction. And so for Sag, Neptune's now going direct. So you've been in a holding pattern at home with family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals. And now that is back on and moving forward. So you're going to start to get inspired again. The music, the film, the romance, the spirituality is all going to start to flow in those realms again. And over the months ahead, you should really start to see things happening there. The full moon on the 15th is bringing something to a climax with relationships, Sag. So this could be your romantic partner, your business partner, your clients, your specialist, your agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, anybody who's a one-on-one important, significant relationship. And so big celebrations, achievements, breakthroughs, or wrapping something up with one of these people or ending something altogether. And then this connection with these people or this significant one person is reiterated on the 24th when there is something kind of nostalgic or hard to define in the picture around them, but it's in a bigger, more expansive way. On the 21st, the sun moves into Capricorn for 30 days, so Sag, you are shining when it comes to making money, your purchases, your gifts, your possessions, your products, and so stepping up, going for what you want, being front and center, and promoting your interests there. And by the 30th, there's a new moon in that same territory, so Sag, it gives you 2 weeks of cosmic boost forward, helping you start something new or take what you're doing and move it into the next chapter with those topics. For Capricorn, the new moon on the 1st is in your realm of art, film, music, painting, poetry, romance, spirituality, your psychic abilities, your karmic past life connections, addictions, bad habits, secrets, deceptions, institutions, research, and development. So that's quite a lot there, Capricorn. Pick one, pick them all. You have 2 weeks of forward momentum to launch into something new or take what you're doing into the next chapter. Overlapping that at the same time from the 1st through the 15th, Mercury retrograde is taking you back to help you let go of something or revisit something, rekindle it, rework it. And so you'll have do-over mode while you have new momentum altogether. By the 15th, Mercury goes direct and you're in forward motion altogether. On the 6th, Mars retrograde, so from the 6th of December till January 6th, you will be in do-over mode with Mars, taking you back to revisit, rekindle, release, or rework something financially, sexually, reproductively, hormonally, with a divorce, with a birth or a death, or with a third-party story. So you're either going back and readdressing old passion there, or you're addressing old anger or fights there, or you're going back to motivate on something that you let slide. And so it is a do-over. Make the most of what you can figure out. And then by the 7th, Venus comes into Aquarius. So for the rest of the month, Capricorn, she's going to be doing her part to really bring the good stuff in through income, purchases, products, possessions, and gifts. And so you might have a lot of pleasure around those themes. There might be a lot of beauty. Maybe a lover is involved. Maybe there's just a lot of money making to be had for you. It should smooth things out and make things nicer. On the 7th, Neptune ends its month of retrograde and goes direct. And so, Capricorn, you've had plenty of time to reassess some of your decisions and ideas, and now Neptune is going to be moving forward. And so you know, any slowdowns with talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, proposals, decisions. This is moving forward, and it's moving forward through your imagination, through your inspiration, through artistic, romantic, or spiritual realms. On the 15th, the full moon climaxes in Capricorn's sixth house of work, health, and animals. So something big is culminating there, maybe also with a coworker, hired help, paperwork. You know, so you're celebrating, you're achieving, you're wrapping something up or marking an ending there. And this is reiterated in some way on the 24th as this comes front and center again. And then on the 21st, the sun moves into your sign, Capricorn. This puts a spotlight on you for the next 30 days. You are front and center. Everyone notices you. You are, you know, standing out in a lovely way, in a professional way, in an ambitious way. It's time to go for what you want. Focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. And by the 30th, there's a new moon also in your sign, giving you 2 weeks of cosmic boost forward, helping you launch yourself into something new or next chapter. So a lot of momentum behind you at the end of the month and into January. All right, so for Aquarius, that new moon on the 1st is opening up 2 weeks of forward momentum with friends, associates, groups, the internet, parties, events, or gatherings, astrology, charities, your own aspirations or original projects. So you have that opportunity to get some momentum behind something new or taking what you're already doing and moving it into the new chapter or direction. And at the same time, Mercury retrograde is bringing the past back around, the 1st through the 15th in the same territory. Old friends, old associates, old group activities, old things online coming back around, giving you a do-over to reassess, release, rekindle, rework something while you have that new momentum. By the 6th, Mars retrogrades, and Mars is retrograding in your relationship zone, Aquarius. So from the 6th of December to January 6th, it's do-over mode with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. So Mars is saying, do you need to go back and re-spark the passion with somebody there? Is there a need to address old anger issues there? Is there a need to motivate and do something with one of these people that you have let kind of slide? And so you are giving a chance to reassess it and figure out what you need to do about it over that 30 days. On the 7th, Venus moves into your sign, Aquarius. Lovely. You get to host Venus for the rest of the month. And so, Aquarius, it makes you more beautiful, more attracting, more potential to make money through your brand, your name, your identity, or just personally showing up and going for it. It can make you want to express more love, give more love, attract more love. It's, you know, the beauty, the pleasure. It's just a wonderful energy for you from the 7th onwards. Also on the 7th, Neptune comes out of months of retrograde and goes direct. And so for Aquarius, you've kind of been in a holding pattern about your values or how you're being valued, about what's going on with money, with, you know, making money, with your purchases, products, possessions, or gifts. And now this is moving forward. And so in the months ahead, you can get inspired. The magic can come back and things are moving ahead into what comes next. On the 15th, we have the full moon for Aquarius. This is in your zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So something big is reaching its climax there. You might be celebrating, achieving something, or wrapping something up and marking an ending. This is also reiterated on the 24th in some kind of big moment that brings in a little bit of nostalgia. On the 21st, the sun moves into Capricorn for 30 days. Puts a spotlight on you behind the scenes, Aquarius. So you might be showing up for art, film, music, painting, poetry. You might be showing up for romantic getaways or trips. You might be showing up for more spiritual practices or psychic abilities. You might be spending more time at an institution or in your research. Or maybe it's a time of recuperation for you. But whatever this is, whichever one it is, you are standing out. You are shining. You can pursue your interests there. And there's a new moon on the 30th in the same territory. So it gives you 2 weeks of forward momentum to start new things or take what you're already involved in and move it forward. For Pisces, that new moon on the 1st is in your 10th house of career, fame, status, big personal goals, and or any bosses, parents, or other authority figures in your life. So you are getting 2 weeks of cosmic boost forward to help you start anything new or take what you're involved in and move it into what comes next. At the same time, Mercury is retrograde in those territories from the 1st through the 15th, overlapping that, taking you back, saying, do you want to let go of something, rework something, rekindle something past, tweak it all in some way while you're moving this ball forward. By the 15th, Mercury goes direct, and you will be ready to make whatever decision if you haven't made it already. On the 6th, Mars retrogrades, and so in the first part of this retrograde, from the 6th of December till January 6th, Mars is retrograding in Pisces, zone of work, health, and animals, co-workers, hired help, and paperwork. So you're going back, and you're revisiting some stuff here, and you're saying, do I need to re-spark my passion about something here? Do I need to address old anger here? Do I need to motivate and make something happen here? What have I let slide? And so those will be the places you'll be revisiting, see what comes up for you and your do-over. On the 7th, Venus moves into your 12th house, Pisces. So for the rest of the month, there is either a lot more love and romance going on behind closed doors for you, or there's ways to make money that involve research and development, institutions, or your artistry, or spirituality, or there's just a lot more pleasure and enjoyment and beauty playing out behind closed doors for you. So it's a really lovely influence. By the 7th, we also have your ruler, Neptune, ending its months of retrograde in your sign and going direct. So, Pisces, this should give you that feeling of being reborn. You've been in a holding pattern for months on a personal and physical level while you reassess who you are, what you want, what's going on with you artistically, romantically, spiritually, with institutions or research and development, even karmically. And now you're going to start to get inspired again. The magic is coming back. You're moving forward over the months ahead. The full moon on the 15th brings something to a climax for our Pisces at home with family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, or real estate deals. So you're wrapping things up, marking endings, or having big celebrations and achieving things there. And this is reiterated again in some way, in a bigger way, probably even on the 24th. On the 21st, the sun moves into Capricorn for 30 days. This puts a spotlight on Pisces' social life and original ideas. So you're front and center, standing out, shining with friends, associates, groups, online, with astrology, charities, parties, events, and gatherings. And then by the 30th, there's a new moon in the same territory, which launches you forward for the next 2 weeks, helps you start anything new or take your current interest into that next chapter. So, again, putting yourself in the mix and seeing where you can take this over that time frame. So that's it, guys. I hope the end to our year is wonderful. I hope everybody has a beautiful holiday. And I will be back next month, the same time, and I wish you guys the best. Talk to you then.